Good morning, November 1st, 2013. It's 8:30 a.m. 16:12, not bad. 16:12 on the first mile. Day one of NaNoWriMo, and of course, everything is kind of falling apart here this morning. The Bluehost, normally quite reliable, except for occasional DNS pointer errors when their border routers begin getting DDoS attacks, or they shift them around or something, but every once in a while we lose a pointer and so can't find my websites. That's actually pretty common across various websites. We had that problem at the university even, so yeah, borderlands are quite frequently problematic. And then last month we had the problem with the styles, the plugins conflicting, and I think that's because of something that Bluehost did, because we didn't do any upgrades before the problem started. And now they've got a hardware problem on the blade that my servers live on. So, yeah, kind of a pain. But day one, NaNoWriMo, 600 words down. It's only 8:30 in the morning. Oh, and but the new battery that I bought is apparently not going to work. I've managed to upgrade the Ubuntu installation on the netbook, and that hasn't helped any. It still doesn't want to recognize the 9-cell battery. It charges it says that it's full, it recognizes it as a battery, but then doesn't recognize it as a power source, so when I pull the plug it kills the machine, which is not exactly what you would prefer to have on this kind of battery situation. So I'm not sure what the problem might be. I've been unable to get it resolved. I've at least got it so that it recognizes the battery that's plugged in now. Before, it wasn't even recognizing the battery change. It was still showing the settings for the old battery. And now at least it's showing the correct configuration for the battery. It just isn't accepting any current from it. So yeah, I'm going to put the old battery back in. It's good for 2 hours. So that'll handle, along with the power cord, that'll handle anything that I want to do in terms of writing on the go this month, I think. I'm heading over to the far library around noon to check out the NaNoWriMo room over there. And do a little writing in the new space, just to get it broken in. The kid is home again today, the wife is home again today, at least I suspect she's going to be home again today. She was making noises like too sick to go to work. So, yeah, well, you know, this is, it's now NaNoWriMo. Her being home is not significant to my day. At least not until I've got 5,000 words down. 5,000 words is my goal per day. So I've got 600. I'm something over 10% of the way there. Not bad, considering that I spent most of the morning fighting with my website and trying to boot and reboot and update the netbook. So, yeah. We're at that stage in the netbook where, okay, plug it in, make it work, move on. Good morning. Good morning. So it's kind of a pleasant morning out this morning. It's about 10 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. Still wish I had my fleece hood because my ears are cold. But I put the hood down because the outside hood because it just got too warm inside the jacket. But it's breezy. It's not too breezy right now because I'm down inside the neighborhood between the stone walls, but I suspect when I get out to the eastern reach here, it's going to be pretty windy. More trees, more leaves getting knocked down today. And I'm so hungry. I want some breakfast. I don't think a burrito is going to cut it today. I think I'm going to have to take the time and perhaps make an omelet or something. A little bit of protein to feed the brain this morning. Get things pumping along. I'm so pleased to be writing. It's going very slowly because these first few pages are, you know, it's like, where am I? What am I doing? But it'll come. I'm confident of making 5,000 words before the end of day today. If nothing else, putting aside the netbook, going to the library and spending an hour or so down there writing away from internet, away from everything. Oh, and I've got, still have the stand-up desk too, that I can break the day up by putting in some hours on the stand-up desk as well. 8:30, I have to be back by 9 o'clock, or otherwise the alarm will go off, but that should be okay, because back half is only 17 minutes maybe. It was 8:30 when I started. Okay, yeah, we're good. I have an alarm set for 9 and another one for 1 to tell me that it's time to write. So I have a morning and afternoon session on my calendar for writing. That schedule will largely be ignored this week. So I probably should shut those off. But yeah, since pretty much all the time is writing time, up to 5,000 words a day. Once I get to 5,000, if I want to continue, I can, but if I want to stop, I can. Those are my rules. And if I do 5,000 words a day, I'll be done with 100,000 words by the 20th. If I can get a couple of 10,000 word days in there, either during the week or on the weekend or something, once I get the story rolling, those should be pretty easy. I know when I was doing Greedock, I was getting 5,000-6,000 words a day in the morning, relatively easily in the morning. So we'll see how it goes. My EVE Online characters all have fairly long queues. I've got one that's going to pop in a couple of days, Monkpole. And I need to log on today and pay corporate dues for one of them. Also need to spread some cash around because there's an expensive book I need to buy for training. So yeah, I've got to do some of that, but we'll wait till I've got some progress on the day. some more substantial progress than what I've got so far. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you? It's a strange sound. We didn't have very many trick-or-treaters last night. Maybe a double handful. It was relatively quiet. And now we've got bags of candy left over. I think I'll take one of them over to the library today. See a little bite-sized Snickers bars scattered around here this morning. There's a Heath bar earlier. I just saw Snickers on the curb. Somebody's bag was leaking, apparently. So, yeah. New beginning. First day of the new year for the pagans. And it works for me as well. I'll call this the first day of the new year. I'm writing. I'm moving. I'm not looking forward to Christmas. Although, it could be fun. In a few days, in a couple of weeks, Thanksgiving. And then the elder daughter will be home because they closed the dorms, I think, over Thanksgiving. So she won't be able to live in the dorm. And I think they closed food service, so even if she were living in the dorm, she wouldn't have food. So she'll be home. I'm just thinking about menu planning. Make my cornbread pudding, I suppose. Need to fire up. Oh, yes, I do. It's cold. It's perfect weather. I need to fire up my bread making machine. It's been lying fallow for a few weeks. Ever since I had to replace the bread pan because the agitator in the bottom froze up. It wouldn't release. I couldn't figure out why. Still don't know why. But I threw it out. I got a new one. So it's ready to go. And I should make some bread today. I think I'll do that. Some nice rich molasses bread. That would be delicious. Whole wheat molasses. Or maybe one last loaf of whole wheat and honey. I don't know. I'll see what I get when I get home. I maybe add a brown sugar. I can't make molasses without brown sugar. So perhaps I'll make honey. November 1st. I slept in this morning. I don't usually sleep through to the alarm. The alarm woke me this morning at 6 a.m. And that's unusual. Usually I'm awake at 5, some days 4. Today, no. Slept till 6. And I went to bed relatively early. I wasn't probably as early as I could have, but I got 8 solid hours. So that's a good thing. A lady going to wait for me. I'm going to take advantage because I'm on a clock. I'm the old geezer scurrying across the sidewalk. Glad I've got the microphone wrapped today because it is, I was right. The eastern reach wasn't really too breezy, but now that I've turned north, the wind is just whistling through my ears here. Nothing in between to stop it. It's also making my eyes run. But what a glorious morning. Yes, it's cold. But it's fresh. It's clean. There's a hint of leaf in the air. But it's quite lovely. Willows have started to turn now. They're all turning yellow. Cottonwoods, bigger trees, have pretty much lost their leaves. I noticed in the photo this morning that several of the trees in my viewfinder are now denuded. Now, if my website's only come back by the time I get home, I can actually post this. Can at least get it ready to post, I suppose. Be back sooner or later. Well, 18 minutes on the back half. Not really. Not really breaking any land speed records here. But we're walking. We're walking and we're talking. And we're writing. Because it's November. And November is National Novel Writing Month. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.